It's time to pick that lawn up by the bootstraps with a healthy dose of Rosie on the House. Get all the advice you could want from the Harper Nursery Boys by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
A lot of questions on this pre-emergent continue to come up. Is Dimension the brand name, the product name, or the ingredient I'm looking for when I go to my local nursery?
Dimension is the product name. The trademark name for this particular product is called Turf and Ornamental Weed and Grass Stopper. It's made by a company called High Yield, which is under the Fertilome brand. And it contains a product or chemical called Dimension.
And Fertilome is owned by a company out of Texas, so it's an American product you're getting.
It is an American product. They're made and shipped and packaged in Bonham, Texas, I believe, and they've got three lines underneath their Fertilome product. They've got the high-yield product, the American brand, and then the Fertilome product itself.
Somebody wants to know, is that safe for chickens if they've got free-ranging chickens out in their lawn?
You know, I would probably say yes, especially if it gets watered in right away and you have to water this product in. You know, you've got to put a good inch or two of water on the pre-emergent to get it to go activate. Anyways, I'd say once it's watered in, it's probably safe.
And from my experience, our chickens aren't on our lawn.
Right.
But that granule is so fine. By the time you spread it and water it, it's far enough down. The chicken's probably not even going to be scratching.
Right, and that's the whole idea about watering it in. You need to get that product down into the actual soil profile of the ground. So, you know, it's got to get down several inches.
All right. Well, Sandra's first on the line at 1-888-767-4348, calling in this morning from Arizona City. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. I was going to just say, did you want me to tell you the issue, or were you going to ask me a question?
I was going to ask you what your question was.
Okay. I bought a grapefruit that I wanted as a shade tree, and it ended up being a dwarf is what the guy bought.
Okay.
And I bought it from a nursery, and they had grass seed in it, and it's in that whole basin, and the person who maintains my yard is afraid to treat the grass to get rid of it at all because they're afraid they're going to kill the tree. And I don't know what I can do with all this grass. It's really insidious.
No, you can apply a herbicide, most herbicides. I would consult with your local nursery out in your part of town. Even the Roundup products aren't soil driven. They have to come in through a leaf. So you can spray the ground right underneath the citrus tree, right up to the trunk of the tree, and not affect it.
Just don't get it on the
Just
tree.
Just don't get it on the tree or get it on the leaf or exactly.
Get some cardboard or something plastic, wrap the tree if you're really paranoid.
Yeah, I've had people, I've told people before, they have their rose garden and they've got the Bermuda grass growing up through there, and get a piece of cardboard, just like a painter would do, and slide it down in between the rose bushes and the weeds that you're spraying, and use the cardboard as a backdrop.
It's funny, we often hear that it's nothing grows and it's not green enough. We get a little bit of rain and everyone wants to know how to kill everything that's growing. What are we growing right now in our gardens? It's a wonderful time to be outside and your hands in the soil and planting seeds.
Well, hopefully everybody's, you know, starting to harvest, you know, their cabbages, cauliflower, broccoli. And we're just about getting to that point there where we can start, you know, planting tomatoes and peppers. So if you want to grow those yourself and you don't want to buy the starters, you can start all that by seed right now. In the house and get it ready, and somewhere in about the middle of February, hopefully we're safe enough to start planting the warmer vegetables, the cucumbers, the squashes, and tomatoes and peppers, melons. Right now, I would say lettuces would be about the best thing to be planting right now. They're quick. You're not having to grow anything. You're just growing leaves, and we can pluck and harvest the leaf immediately. You're getting a little late for the modified flower plants, the cauliflowers and cabbages and broccolis. It's just, it's going to take probably 65 to 70 days before they come to maturation, and you kind of do the math, and it kind of gets them into the hot weather where they'll start to bolt. So we're kind of in between seasons right now.
Now, when you go to a nursery and you're looking at seed selections, mm-hmm. do you have a brand of seed packaging you like? It seems like there's always one over here that says heirloom, and there's one right. over here that doesn't say
no GMO. Well, we buy from a company out of Boulder, Colorado, and it hates me to do that, being a Colorado State guy and having to buy something off of anything in Boulder, Colorado, but called Lake Valley Seeds. I just like them. They're just a small little company, and all their seeds are GMO-free. Most of them are heirlooms. You can purchase all heirlooms from them. You can purchase all organic seed from them, and they've just got a great selection of seeds. There's a million of them out there. The burpees are still out there. There's a ton of seed companies out there. That's why I end up picking this one. I just kind of like their selection, their varieties, and it's very important these days that to carry seed that is GMO-free.
And how long does that seed package last? Because when I buy a seed package, it's like a buck or two a
uh-huh.
package. There's always more seeds than I use.
Right.
Can I store those to next year? And I'm gonna
yeah.
I'm gonna make.
Yeah. We gonna come back and answer that question?
Yeah.
Or okay, perfect.
We'll talk more about seed storage okay. after this. Well, let's take your calls at 1-888-767-4348.
Gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.